Good afternoon. Today is the 17th of May. It's Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, and Mark and I are going to continue working through the book of Philippians this afternoon. We're going to just be covering five verses, so it's not too long. And it's going to be from verses 10 through 15. So I'm going to have Mark read that for us.
12 through 14.
10 through 15.
Chapter 2, right?
Yeah. Please read loudly so they can hear.
That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Matthew 5:45.
Thank you. Well, I've invited Mark, if he has any comments to make regarding this passage, to do so, but he said he didn't want to. He didn't feel comfortable doing that. So that's okay, Mark, but maybe one day we'll come where you will feel free to talk about it. He starts out here by saying that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I believe that will happen one day. I believe even those who are agnostics and atheists who don't believe in a God, when Christ comes back, I believe that they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and that they will bow down to him. This verse 12 has often been used by the Arminians to tout a works doctrine. It says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in your absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I think what he's referring to there is he's admonishing them and exhorting them not to rely upon the Apostle Paul, but to go to the Scriptures themselves and to study the Scriptures themselves rather than relying on someone else. I'm glad he put in the next verse, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's God. It's not us. We don't cause ourselves to have grace. We don't cause ourselves to have faith. It's God, he says, which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I'm going to look at a passage in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter. I'm right here. I got this on my electronic thing. Stay there where you're at in case I need to have you. Okay, he says, 2 Corinthians 3:5. Not that we have sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. That's quite a statement, you know. We cannot, rely upon anything in and of ourselves. The Apostle Paul says here in 2 Corinthians 3:5 that not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. The next verse, it says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. One of the old school hymns that my Mark really likes to sing is Murmur Not. There's a song that says Murmur Not. This is what this says. Do all things without murmuring and disputings. And we can look. There's a passage in 1 Peter 4:9. It says, I'm going to read verse 8 and 9 and 10. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Then the last verse today is that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Well, we can most certainly affirm that we are living in a very crooked and perverse nation. And Ephesians 5:1 says, be therefore followers of God as dear children, you know, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. And then he goes through all of the things that we shouldn't be participating in. And 8, he says, you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove them. Well, so I think in a nutshell what this is telling us is that we should continue to stay in the Word of God, realizing that God's the one who works in us both to will and to do His good pleasure. We're not relying upon ourselves. May the good Lord be with you this afternoon. It's my prayer, and may you take these verses and apply them to our hearts by the grace of God. God bless.